Hello and welcome to Don't Evolve Me, the place like Ash, Ketchum, and Pikachu, we don't evolve. We just level up again for a second time. Hello, it is WAFest 2025 here with Thomas, DMT, Chatfield, and Mike, the Mike guy, Rogers, here at WAFest. Take two. And I will be explaining on the preview why, and you already know why. Tom, hello. Thanks for having me again.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here again.
Again. And not just again. Again. Oh, hey. We can't even see Tom.
Oh, hey, guys. I'm here.
So, again, break us through 2025. Wah.
So, WAFest 2025, we are making movies this year. Yeah. We are making B-rate, crappy, low-budget movies. So we're our first mission is based off of all the old bad disaster movies. Think like the Sharknadoes type of movies and that sort of stuff like that. Every turn, there's various different environmental effects that will, you know, do various different things. There'll be an earthquake that stops people from moving.
Yes.
There's going to be a literal shitstorm that will make your weapons infected in close combat.
Literal shitstorm, too.
Literal shitstorm flying through the air. Yeah. So every bad, cheesy disaster movie you've ever seen.
Meteor strike.
Yep. Yeah, there's a meteor
volcano,
strike.
I remember.
In the center, you get some Dante's Peak action going on.
Yes. We did an interview with Brandon already. He was explaining the meteor strike and some of the other effects that he had. Good for him. Victory already, 1-0. But yes. All right, so we have disaster movie for round one. Round two, what's that?
Round two is really bad slasher movies.
Yes.
So like Zombievers and, you know, the Killer Sofa, that sort of stuff. Killer Clowns from Outer Space. So each objective is going to have some sort of like serial killer trope.
Yeah.
You know, there's a movie called The Tire that's just about a killer tire that shoots laser beams and stuff like that. So yeah, we're using every bad horror movie trope that we can. The environmental effects, instead of affecting the board, affect characters, because, you know, you want to be the final girl.
Yes.
You know, at the end of the horror movie. So it all directly, depending on what killer objective they're holding, has different effects in what it does to your, you know, your warlord or your other character models.
And part of the points is who's ever, like, warlord character survives, right?
Yes. One of the points was, to be the last girl is your big thing. And then also who held the most objectives throughout the game.
I hope Lord Demcock survives.
Yeah.
We will see.
Hopefully his glory survives intact.
I'm excited to talk to Brandon about that and see if he is the final girl.
What did Brandon show Lord Demcock to his opponent? Did he say anything about that?
He has not yet. Okay. I will have to talk to him and let him know.
Talk to him about the round two update.
He has to show Lord Demcock to everybody.
It is a silly model.
Yeah.
a very silly model.
For those who's not aware of Lord Demcock, he is our mascot for the Weetello army. Beep, boop, beep, boop. Got the arm movements. Beep, boop, beep, boop. I need to work on my arm movements. There's not a whole lot of table space. But yes, the Weetello army, Lord Demcock. He has, well,
a gun cock.
A gun for his cock.
Yep.
With some, what is it, retrieval balls? What was that?
There's cow walking by. Apparently.
Oh yes.
I hope we picked up the cowbell.
The cowbell, yes. The random. I don't know. We'll see. Yeah. You might have to be a little bit louder.
There you go.
Yeah, Lord Guncock.
A very silly character.
Very silly character. He is the leader. I forget the lore that we created for him.
Yeah, it's been a long time.
Oh man, I want the review. So I'm like, what was the lore? Did I write it down?
I think he was like the screw up brother that ended up in charge. King Scarab.
Yep.
Because his brother, who was actually the like smart one, got turned into a Scarab when they got their souls sucked out.
Yep.
So he is at least the king of the Scarabs now. And then I think we put the little crown on the rose head. Yeah.
King Scarab. And then Lord Demcock took over.
Yep.
Retained his soul and is now the leader of this ridiculous army. That Brian is commanding. Maybe he's just Lord Demcock. He should just come in.
Never know. We'll come take lore as it comes.
Next year, we have to tell him that it is mandatory. He has to come in character. He might not be able to walk through the entire event, but you know what? It's fun. It's worth the picture.
He's fine with it. All right, so the second one is slashers, and then the third one is going to be on the full-on zombie invasion, Mars Attacks.
Zombie invasion or alien invasion?
Alien invasion. So alien invasion. Llama Ocalypse and like those other really cheesy things from outer space, all that good stuff.
Explain the llama.
So the kicker here, that during this mission, your character will get turned into a llama.
Mm-hmm.
Instead, it's going to be a surprise thing. We have sealed envelopes that we're not allowed to do until turn two.
Yeah.
So it'll be fun, and then you'll turn into a llama that you shoot laser beams and kill your enemies with. It's great.
That's exciting.
Yeah, and then the objective for that is to try to shoot the aliens the most.
Yeah.
Because you know you got to kill the aliens.
Yeah. Or they destroy your capital.
Exactly. Otherwise, they're going to destroy your capital.
Usually, that's their first move, but you know.
Right. But yeah, so you get points by having your llama survive, and also by having shot the aliens the most times.
They're calling for Brandon's food. Your wife is on it. Thank you, Tom.
Yep.
So yes.
But yeah, so it'll be a fun time all around. I think everyone's having a good time right now. Drinks are flowing. Everything's good.
Oh yeah, we're feeling the vibe.
Awesome.
All right. Well, thank you, Tom.
You're welcome.
All right. Hello. Redoing this again with audio. Hello, audience. We're here at WAFest. Going to talk to Mr. Brandon Klein, the general for the Wheat. Hello, Army Brandon. Yeah, you got it down. You have the arm movements, though. Do you remember?
What?
The arm movements. Beep, boop, beep, boop. I gotta work on it myself. All right, game one. We did talk to Tom earlier. We will have to talk to him again to explain the rules. First game was disaster movie. Brandon Klein, was your game a disaster for you?
I mean, I wouldn't say it was a disaster per se.
Did you win or lose?
I did end up winning.
Hey! 3-1!
Yeah.
With actually, like one game of practice.
Four and one, actually, because there was four games last year.
Was there four games last year?
Yeah.
I mean, there was only three.
Oh, there was four. Was there only three? No, I'm pretty sure it was four.
Three. You played a practice game and you lost that one.
I think there was four of the times.
We'll get back to this.
We'll ask Tom.
We will. All right. So in my head, 3-1. Your head, 4-1. All we know is you lost once.
Yes.
Tell us what happened.
Today or the time I lost?
This last game that you just played.
Well, basically it was the disaster mission.
Yep.
So when we first started, like before the game even started, a meteor hit the center of the board, pushed us all back against the edge in our deployment zones. And every unit that was hitting the edge of the board suffered D6 mortal wounds, which are just like undefendable damage, basically.
Mm-hmm.
And I seemed pretty devastated from that first move. My opponent got pretty lucky. He didn't get quite as high rolls to actually slam into the wall. But I think every one of my units hit the wall and suffered wounds. Luckily for the Wiatello army, they are Necrons. And their specialty is healing and coming back. So I just kind of stayed back, played a little safer, let things happen. I definitely got pretty lucky on some of the rolls of which way the tornado went.
It
stayed on my opponent's side of the board. And in the end, I was kind of able to, I feel almost like I stole the victory a little bit.
Stole it? Pulled it like in the Pacers?
Yeah, I mean, for most of the game, I kind of just did nothing. I shot some shots. I got rid of a few of his guys, whatever. But for the most part, I kind of just stayed back. After that first initial blast, everything pushed me back even further away from the deployment. So my options were either slowly walk out into the center where I just open fire for everybody, or just kind of hang back and kind of trade off a little bit here and there. And I chose the second option, hung back, and slowly kind of felt it out. I mean, he ended up wiping out most of my army except for my big units of the warriors and stuff. Just because he would get a couple of them, but then they would regenerate and come back. And at the end of the game, I was able to deal by teleporting one of my units to the back of my opponent's objectives, or deployment zone, sorry. And basically just, like, Zerg rushing the center of the game. It got me 11 to his 9, so it was literally, like, a split game, but it went my turn.
There you go. All right, well, congratulations on your first win. We will be talking to you after round 2 and round 3 and possibly round 4 if there's a fourth one.
Well, we'll figure this out.
All right, thanks, Brandon.
Thank you.
All right. We got Gabe here from WoWfest.
Hello.
What army? All right, first off, how are you doing? How's your tournament going so far?
It's going good. So, a little hectic this last round. Went down to the last minute on things. And yep. Dying.
Oh!
Yeah. Thankfully, I got first blood.
Nice. Okay. I'm
probably going to edge that one out.
Yeah.
So far, 2-0.
2-0. Congratulations. We also have Brandon Klein here. Continuing our conversation from the last interview, and Brandon, give us the news.
I got rolled last game. That's rough. It happens. The dice were not in my favor.
Disappointed us.
Yeah. Yeah. Next game will be better.
I'm pretty sure it's the same guy that beat you last time.
I think so.
I would say you have a rival, but really you don't. He's just beat you.
Yeah. Yeah. At this point, yeah, it's a one-sided rivalry.
It's like saying that Hawkman is Superman's, not Hawkman, Hawkeye is Superman's rival.
Right.
Hawkeye is Superman's rival?
It's a completely different level of power.
Oh, right, got you. Yeah. All right, so, Gabe.
Yeah.
You presented a game for us on, what is it, free tabletop day, right?
Yes, but it just happens to fall on that day. I was going to give people it for free anyways.
For sure.
Yes.
Well, tell us more about your game.
So, Heroes of Polis is a tabletop war game in the style of Warhammer, Kill Team, Wasteland Warfare, all that jazz.
Yeah.
In which you build an army to fight within the famed Trojan War. You build your own custom warband, decide which god it follows, and you get different units from mythology based on that.
Nice.
The game uses alternating turns to avoid having to wait through your opponent's turn, and has a focus on formations to outmaneuver your opponent.
Okay. Yeah, I was looking at your little bit, the different formations. So tell us a little bit about how the formations work and what's different from other tabletop games.
Well, the formations allow you to more plan out your strategy rather than just, hey, I'm going to move my dudes and blob towards the enemy.
Yeah.
It's, hey, I need to have these guys acting in a specific way to avoid getting them killed.
Okay.
So if you wanted to, say, move your units quickly across the battlefield, you could have them rush across in a skirmish. Or if you wanted to move them more methodically in a defensive way, you could have them form a phalanx, which would also protect them from chariots charging through them and tossing them around.
Yeah, so like a more realistic war game, sort of.
Yeah, just with monsters and magic mixed in.
Yeah, of course. Is this in the, so you said this is in the universe of Warhammer, or very similar?
No, this is ancient Greek mythology.
Okay.
The Trojan War.
Yes.
Heavily inspired by the Iliad. A couple of years ago, I listened to Epic, the musical, based on the Odyssey. Read through the Iliad, read through the Odyssey because of it, and I got inspired.
Awesome. What type of, like, different armies or different factions you can play as?
Oh, there's a massive variety that you can do. Okay. There's two basic factions, but the way that list building is set up, it allows you to make each army feel like its own.
Yeah.
You pick your base faction, either the Greeks or the Trojans.
Okay.
Then you pick which god they follow, which gives you access to different mythical units. Say you were playing a warband that follows Hera.
Okay.
You could play the Minotaur, the Hydra, and the Nemean Lion.
Hmm.
Those could be in your army. And then on top of that, if you take specific heroes from mythology, like say you were playing a warband that has Penthesilea, the queen of the Amazons, you could get Amazonian cavalry. Or if you were playing that had Hector in your army, you could have his royal guard. Odysseus gets his famed archers, Achilles his myrmidons, so on and so forth.
Nice.
It allows for massive amounts of variety in terms of list building, and when you build your warband, it really feels like your own.
Good. Cool. Well, lean on you and Brandon a little bit for more questions.
So
I'm not overly familiar with tabletop.
You said alternating turn structures. That mean like each phase you kind of like go between?
Well, that's the thing. There's no phases.
Okay.
A basic turn structure, which is just turn begins, action phase, and each model or each unit has its own set of actions. still major, and if there's an issue, if they want to make additional actions, it has to be given to them through an ability. You can move and fight. You can move and shoot, move, give an order, stuff like that. You just mix and match as you need it. Or you could pray to get blessed by the gods, which if you do it plurally, you get cursed. Because it's the Greek gods, they're fickle as fuck.
Okay. So you're saying, like, you can attack, move, and attack in, like, different ways like that. It's instead of, like, Warhammer, where you move, and then you do all your shooting, and then you do all your fighting.
Yep.
Like, gives, you have, like, more variety in that. Okay, that's
exactly. It gives a more focus on the ebb and flow of battle.
Okay.
Because I took inspiration from Kill Team and Wasteland Warfare for the activation.
Mm.
You either ready or activate a unit. If you're readying a unit, you prepare it to be activated, and your opponent takes their turn. Then, the next time you activate a unit, you activate that unit that you're ready alongside the one you're currently activating.
Okay. So they kind of like stack up.
Yeah. Okay. So if you want to prepare like ambushes or have your units move together in a formation outside of the standard infantry formations, you can do that. But if you wanted to just go one at a time and try and get the edge on your opponent, you can also do that.
Okay. That's awesome. Yeah, I like the varieties of the strategy. That's a good.
Exactly.
Yeah. There's a lot of thought to do with
it. And it ends up being this sort of paper scissors with the unit players.
Okay.
Infantry is really good against bowmen, but if the bowmen are up against cavalry, they're generally going to win. Chariots are great against infantry, so on and so forth.
Okay. The kind of balancing structure in there.
Yeah. It's still very rough as it's just in its open beta, literally released today. And I'm super excited overall. But
where can people find it if they want to check it out? Do you have it posted someplace right now, or are you just...
St. Cloud Wargaming Discord at the moment. But in addition, I've also got an email you guys can contact me at. It's heroesofpolis@gmail.com, spelled heroesofpolis@gmail.com.
Cool. So if they have questions or feedback, they could just shoot messages to you right there.
And if they want, they can email me for a free digital copy of the game.
Okay.
That's good.
Which will be updated as I update the game, as it's literally just the Google Doc I'm writing it.
Yeah. Fair enough.
Yeah, this basically reminds me of like the Game of Thrones action scenes of like where the horses come in and knock them out. And then the formations of the battle is very much important. If you don't have a strategy, you get wiped out. I think of 300 with Sparta army putting together. So yeah, this is a really cool concept. What's your idea for, like, let's say the future, right? Like, you take this game forward, you get more involved with it, it advances. Is this going to be more like figurine based? Like, you're going to have different figures that people can get?
The plan is to keep it a tabletop.
Yes.
It's officially model agnostic, so you can use whatever the hell you have on hand.
Yep.
My official stance on it is if you want to play the game with rocks, play the game with rocks. I don't care.
Makes sense. Yeah.
Yeah. I've seen too many people be elitist about kids who are just trying to play something like Warhammer with what they have on hand, or just miniature games in general. So I want the game to be as accessible as possible to everyone.
Yeah.
Because it's just a game that I love. I want it to be fun for everyone and to have fun with it.
How's the playtesting going through?
Testing is going well. I've been playtesting on and off with some of the members of the St. Cloud Wargaming Club. They've been extremely helpful and in playtesting it, as I don't really have much of a player base at the moment.
Yeah.
But that's what I'm hoping to change by coming here today. People I can get playing the game, the better it can be in the future.
Yeah, I feel like this is a great place to show it off. Great day to release it.
Exactly.
Okay. All right, we're getting the cue that we are moving on to round three.
Yeah.
Any finishing thoughts, Gabe?
Finishing thoughts. With war games, I find that people focus too much on the competitive side.
Yes.
They focus too much on the balance versus just what's fun. With this game, you can do cool shit with your miniatures. And that's what's at the core of all of these games. I eventually plan on adding single-player and co-op versions of the game. But for now, I just want it to be. And just as a reminder, the email you guys can reach me at if you want to get a free copy of the game or have any playtest data for me is heroesofpolis@gmail.com, spelled heroesofpolis@gmail.com.
Yes, this is Heroes of Polis, written by Gabriel J. Albert. Thank you very much.
Thank you for having me.
And best of luck for round three.
Thank you so much.
Good luck. Thanks.
Thank you.
Awesome.